Can we read a couple of verses from Romans, picking up in the Epistle to the Romans in chapter 7, just selecting a couple of verses, the conclusions that the writer is coming to. Firstly, in verse 18, chapter 7 and verse 18, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, good does not dwell, for to will is there with me, but to do right I find not." And then in verse 24, the writer comes to, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me out of this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." And then just the beginning of the next chapter, "There is then now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and of death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God having sent his own Son, in likeness of flesh, in likeness of flesh of sin, and for sin, has condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law should be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to flesh, but according to spirit." And just picking up in the Epistle to the Hebrews, in chapter 4, and verse 12, "For the word of God is living and operative, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and penetrating to the division of soul and spirit, both of joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is not a creature unapparent before him, but all things are naked and laid bare to his eyes, with whom we have to do. Having therefore a great high priest, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast the confession. For we have not a high priest not able to sympathize with our infirmities, but tempted in all things in like manner, sin apart. Let us approach, therefore, with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for seasonable help." I was just impressed in the gospel message, starting very simply with what we are. And we will all have heard this, I suspect, many times already. But it's still worthwhile having a look in ourselves. There is, of course, plenty in Romans 7 that's the writer is examining himself, which I didn't want to go into the detail of. But you can see out the end of it, the anguish that he comes to, knowing that in himself he can do nothing, and he knows what is right, and wants to do it, and cannot. But yet, and this is what we see through the gospel, coming out to the end of it, there's this glimmer. Suddenly, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then, starting the next chapter that goes on into a lot richer than I can really express this evening. There is now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. This is essentially the core of the gospel. How we are in ourselves unable to measure up to what God requires of us. And how still we are not condemned if we take the opportunity that God has given to us. No condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. Now, there's a lot of talk of peace. In our opening hymn, we're thinking of what it really meant for peace with God. That is, peace with that which is outside of our frame of reference. We think of the world itself. It's what we live in. We're bound by time. But we should never forget that God exists outside of that and above it. Remembering in his hands is our breath is. He is the one that even gave us life, created the world around us. And as we were reminded earlier today, in that act of creation, he actually has every right. But yet, as we all know, we cannot keep to that. We wander off. Speaking of the children of Israel who took 40 years to do an 11-day journey, a lot of that just due to their own disobedience, their own willfulness. And in them, of course, we see a mirror of ourselves. And the conclusion we would have to come to is a very dark one, like the writer here does. That if you see the character of God, holy and unblameable, fully righteous, we cannot meet up to that. There's that scene in the garden, right at the start, where man and his wife hid themselves when they were conscious of their sin that they had done. They knew that they then were not able to stand in the presence of God. It's the same for us. Each one of us individually, we have put ourselves into that position where we cannot be in God's presence. God, of course, let us remember, God is a God of love. And elsewhere it speaks that he does not desire the death of the sinner. The gospel, although I've started in such a dark manner, the gospel is really one of hope. Because it is God's desire that none of us should have to stay in these dark conclusions. God would want us all to be blessed. Now, there is much misunderstanding of the person of God in the world. But God, as consistently revealed through the scriptures, a God of love, a God who, for millennia, has been reaching out to mankind, giving an unparalleled opportunity. And, of course, what I was struck with in Hebrews is just seeing what God has given to us. Just speaking of this word of God that is present, that is the basis of what I'm proclaiming tonight. How God has exposed so much of what we couldn't understand before. But one thing I would just like to encourage each one of us tonight is to have a look at what the Word of God says. Now, we were reminded in the reading of three scriptures that were good to memorize. I must admit, I haven't. We just read a little bit from one of them. But there are these and many others that point us towards what is required of us. And yes, I don't say this as one who's fully knowledgeable in all aspects of this. I, like you, have to go through this. Have to come to that appreciation of what I cannot do. And how, even how much I try, I still cannot do it. That word of God penetrates me. And it should penetrate you. If you just measure yourself up to what the scripture says. And of course, we cannot hide. We can, in some senses, hide from ourselves. I know in many cases I do try to excuse what I do or maybe forget about it. But all things are naked and laid bare to his eyes, with whom we have to do. Firstly, we cannot hide anything from God. Even if we hide it from ourselves, he can still see. And then, with whom we have to do. Many take the gospel to be a choice. And I suppose in some ways it is. The gospel's not intended to be a choice. Elsewhere it says that God commands all men everywhere to repent. And we were talking about reconciliation in the reading. When God reconciles all things to himself. There is that where God has his rights. But many do treat it as a choice, to take it or to leave it. Sadly, many leave it in disregard of that last part of the verse, with whom we have to do. Let us also be aware that there is no stepping aside. At some point, we will have to stand before God. We will have to account for what we've done. We will have to answer to him for the darkness, the sin that's within us. and the promise of the gospel is that when we are in that position, we have nothing to answer. We have no need to answer. We have the blood of Jesus Christ. And going down further into Hebrews, just talks a little bit around this Jesus. Firstly, making the point that he has been in our circumstances. In fact, he's been through far worse. He even says, tempted on all things in like manner, sin apart. Everything that has come against us will have come against him. And he demonstrated his perfection, his right in the sight of God, by not giving in every single case. So then, he is able to be the one that can be in our place. We see on the cross how the Lord Jesus, at the conclusion of his public pathway here, was rejected by men, as he is indeed rejected today, and allowed himself to be put to death. It's that blood that now we can come back to. It's that blood that will cover us. And I just liked how it was put here. Let us approach therefore with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for seasonable help. Just thinking of the supply that comes out from God, even now, if we can only just accept it. And as you, I hope, well know, all that's needed is to accept it. To come to Jesus and acknowledge you cannot do anything, that he has done it, and that you will follow him. Of course, living with it is also a challenge to us. The first step is salvation. Having that assuredness that you have peace with God, that you can withstand the fury of the wrath of God on sin, because your sin has been taken away by Jesus. If you have trusted in him, you have that, and that cannot be taken away. But another way to read this, and as indeed we were reminded in the reading earlier as well, there is that need to stay close to him. And there was that remarkable scripture that we were reading in Colossians, actually. So during the reading, we were in chapter 1 and verse 22, it says, "And you," so speaking to those who have believed, "who once were alienated and enemies in mind by wicked works, yet now has it reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and irreproachable before it." It's a really challenging thing to think of each one of us, if we have indeed accepted that salvation, to be like that. But the good news about the gospel is it goes all the way through. There is that which is really difficult for us to deal with in life. And there are sometimes it can be difficult to see how we could even measure up even afterwards. Those to whom the writer to the Epistle to the Romans was writing is, I understand, in many cases converted saints, who even then may have found difficulty in going through life. but we still can come back to this Jesus, the Son of God. The one who is available for salvation tonight is also the one who is available for comfort and support throughout our lives. As a high priest to intercede with us before God, one who knows what we go through. So what I'd just like to encourage you all with tonight is firstly, if you haven't yet accepted this message, if you don't know Jesus as your Saviour, then now is the time before it is too late. Because we don't actually know when this world will end. It could be in just a few moments. So now is the time. Because one way or another, you will have to face God. And you will either have to face him in your sin, or face him in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. But then also, let us just all be encouraged in our glorious Saviour. No matter how dark the life we go through, he is there, he is available, and he will just be with us in all circumstances. Can we just keep close to him in that circumstance too? I just pray that each one of us may be encouraged in our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may be all to each one of us. For his name's sake. Amen.